The closer we draw to God, the more we are called to love, and the more we are empowered to love. So in the homily today, I'd like to just talk about that a little bit first in the readings, this connection between drawing close to God and love for neighbor, and then apply that a little bit to our situation today. The closer you draw to God, the more you are called to love. The Lord says to his people, the Israelites, in the first reading from Leviticus, "Be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy." And holiness in this sense is to be set apart, to be different. The Lord is calling his people to be different from the pagan nations around them, who treated each other with malice and hatred and vengeance and violence. God was calling his people, his chosen ones, to be set apart, to treat each other differently, to not bear hatred, to not incur sin, to not cherish revenge or a grudge. He calls them to love their neighbors. So God draws his people close to himself, and then along with that, calls them to a higher love. Of course, this all gets brought up a notch when Jesus enters the scene. Because with Jesus, through his redemption, all of us have been made not only God's chosen people, but God's sons and daughters. God's adopted sons and daughters. This is why Jesus, in the midst of this gospel, says, "Do these things that you may be children of your heavenly Father." So because of Jesus, we're brought even closer to God. We have this profound intimacy that exists between a father and his children. And St. Paul is speaking of this in the letter to the Corinthians when he says, "You are a temple of God. You are holy. And the Spirit dwells in you." So it all was brought up a notch with Jesus. We were brought even closer to God. And so along with that, Jesus challenges us to go even further in our love for one another. He references the Old Covenant, the Old Testament, when he says, "You've heard it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth." This is sort of the paradigm of the Old Testament laws, which it might sound a little bit odd to our modern ears, but at the time, for the ancient Israelites, this standard, eye for eye and tooth for tooth, was an improvement. God was saying, you can't just do anything to someone when they harm you. If someone causes injury to you, you can't go off and kill them. You can only go so far, only eye for eye, only tooth for tooth. So the Lord was trying to draw them to a way of loving each other. And now Jesus in the gospel is saying, "You've heard that it was said this, but I tell you this." And he gives them these even more challenging directives. And he concludes with the most challenging of all. "Be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect." So you see what's going on here. God draws us closer and closer to himself. And along with that, calls us to love more and more. And he empowers us to love by giving us his Holy Spirit, by giving us all the graces we need. So this is the message that Jesus is telling us today in these readings. So now let's apply this a little bit to our situation today. Above all, this shows how wrong our secular world has this. The secular world tries to take God out of the picture. There are many efforts to promote social justice and how good and right that is to care for the poor and to look out for the needy. But the secular world does this in such a way that God is cast aside and put in this private corner. This might have something to do with your private life, but this really doesn't have anything to do with what's going on in the real world. Just keep that to yourself. But this message in the readings today is showing us that God is at the center of our love for one another. And until we draw close to him, we will not be able to love those around us. When you take God out of the picture, you're taking out the core of what is truly social justice, what is truly love for your neighbor. The 20th century was one of the worst, it was the worst in the history of the human race in terms of loss of innocent life. All these, the world wars and all of these genocides that took place during the 20th century, it was the worst bloodshed ever. And most of that took place at the hands of atheistic governments, states that denied the reality of God, that set God aside. And that shows us how quickly we turn away from this call to love one another when we remove God from the picture. And there are examples of this today, still. There are so many westernized countries that are very powerful and very rich, and yet secularism is rampant and God is set aside. And so we continue to commit these grave acts of violence against one another, against the call to love. We see this in things like racism, euthanasia, assisted suicide, abortion, pornography, human trafficking. All of these ways in which we are failing to live up to love one another. God must be at the core. Without Him, we can never love in the ways in which we are called. Saint Mother Teresa was sometimes criticized, along with the rest of the missionaries of charity, because in the midst of all of their efforts to serve the poor and to care for the dying, they would always set time aside for prayer. And not just 15 minutes or so. They set about 3 hours a day to be in prayer with God. And so some of their critics would say, why are you doing that? Why take away that time when you could be caring for more of the poor? But Saint Mother Teresa and all of the missionaries of charity understood that God was at the core of all that they did. And without that living, thriving relationship with Him, they wouldn't be able to do their work with the poor. God must be at the center. So don't ever think that you're wasting your time by setting time aside for prayer, by coming to Mass on a Sunday when you could be outside enjoying this beautiful weather. We need God to be able to love one another. And when we set God aside, we inevitably end up causing grave harm to one another. And this is where we Christians can be a real leaven in society today. When so many people are setting God aside as if there's no problem with that, we should be standing up and saying, no, we need God. He is at the core of this love that we're all striving for. Without Him, we're never going to be able to love. The closer we draw to God, the more we are called to love, and the more He empowers us to love.